أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us only and solely out of the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be existing in this world in any form is only the fazl and karam and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to be existing in the form of Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of all creation, this is a very, very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that we have given great honor and respect to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, the best of all creation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's creation of insan. But to be insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us in body and soul. Just the body alone is not insan. And the soul alone also is not insan. The body and soul goes together. But more important than the body is the soul. And thus we realize and understand, now it's the mausam of Hajj. It's the mausam of Qurbani. At this time the picture of Hajj should be in front of us. The history of Hajj. We should be reading on Fazail Hajj, etc. At this time, if we just have a brief idea, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَذْكَوْا إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. This is the time to think when Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to raise the walls of the Kaaba Sharif again. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has taught us when people did not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not in need of the buildings. The buildings are not important. More important than the buildings, as beautifully ulama have mentioned, that the beauty of the masjid is not the chandeliers. The beauty of the masjid is the musallis of the masjid. So we find in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when people did not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sent the floods and it even wiped out the walls of Kaaba Sharif. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came, Allah ta'ala sent him. Then Allah Ta'ala says that you raise the walls of Kaaba Sharif again. We're not going into the history, there's no time for that. After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did this great task, and see, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a very, very important lesson from the many, many lessons in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is not just stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna fi zalika la ibrah. These are great lessons to take. The ayatul ulil albab, for people of intelligence, they will take lessons. So let us also become intelligent and take lessons. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself got involved in building the masjid, the Kaabatullah, the greatest house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon where Allah's rahmat descends first, and then it is distributed to Madinah Sharif, then to Baitul Muqaddas, and then to all the masajids in the world. And we see when we read the dua of entering the masjid, رَبِّ اِكْفِلْ لِي ذُنُوبِ وَافْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ, that, O Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us. But we'll only get the doors of Allah's mercy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the dua before that, رَبِّ اِكْفِلْ لِي ذُنُوبِ, that first remove all the blockages, all the sins. When the sins are removed, then we'll get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is Islam all about, as you will learn in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After he built Kaaba Sharif, he got his son also involved, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have to love by example. We also, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned so beautifully, Nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That every and each and every individual to become nek and pious, that he is to become the obedient servants of Allah, to become the beloved friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is necessary and wajib for every person. And the more you become pious, in reality, if you got a person to guide you, which is called a shaykh, a spiritual guide, and he guides you towards Allah, man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. The more you recognize your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, you realize I'm absolutely useless. I'm totally nothing. So as you become naked, you become more humble. That is the sign of piety. But if we are becoming, we read 2 rakats tahajjud and I think I'm the Bayazid of the time, or I think I'm very pious, then we are far from reality. That is why it's extremely important. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. After he built Kaaba Sharif, Allah said, make dua. Allah was very, very happy with his great action. The first dua he made, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Said, oh Allah, I try to do this work of yours. I tried to do this work of yours, but I could not do it properly. The word taqabbal in Arabic comes from the scale tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means to pretend. You can't do an action properly, you just pretend. But Allah is kareem, Allah is so kind. Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants, my bandas, if tears can't come out from their eyes when they're making dua, then they should pretend. So Allah, who knows better than Allah that they are pretending? Allah says, pretend and cry, we'll also accept your cries. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, he put all his effort, he put his heart and soul, he put his family, his young son also. Still after that he says, Ya Allah, I could not do it, please accept. Which shows any good deed you do, if you have humbleness, man tawada lillah, rafa'u Allah. Whoever humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will raise such person. And this tawadu will not fall from the earth. By just talking about tawadu, it won't come. You have to sit in the sohbat, the company of those friends of Allah who got this in them. Then it will come into our heart. That is why Ibrahim alayhi salam, after making this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. And Allah forgive all our sins. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam made the next very, very important dua. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That Allah, Kaaba Sharif is built. The house is there, but what is the object and purpose of Kaaba Sharif? And from this we understand the object and purpose of all the masajids in the world. He said, O Allah, send وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Send the Imam, Allahu Akbar. And what the Imam? Sayyidul Anbiya. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all Imams. And then he even put down the syllabus, which many people today out of ignorance, they say, Yahi ek kaam hai. This is one only work of deen. No, from this we have to understand and realize, what was the first important duties of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum, yatlu alayhim ayati. The first work, he'll teach people how to recite Qur'an al-Kareem, which according to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Fulfuri rahmatullahi alayhi, which our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazil Ali has taught us, Hazrat's not too well, we should make dua for his health. So Hazrat says that according to this ayat, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Fulfuri rahmatullahi alayhi says that this first part refers to the maktab. How important is the maktab? Without tilawat of Quran Kareem, our hearts cannot get nur. Especially in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people were locked in idol worship. Ignorance, all that. Allah Ta'ala says, your first duty. So those ulama who are teaching in the makatib, those people that are running the maktabs, etc., this is a very great work. This is Sari Nabuwat. This is the work of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you start making tilawat, that darkness will start going, nur will start coming in your heart. Now you will realize and start thinking, who brought me into existence? Allah Rabbul Izzat, I must recognize my Allah. How I'm going to kind my Allah? Allah did not send us here to pass our time. Allah did not send us here to get involved in sports and just business and just start getting degrees and forget about Allah. If we forget Allah, Allah doesn't need us. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, don't be like the Jews and Christians. Allah gave them honor. Allah gave them dignity. Allah gave them life. Allah gave them wealth. They forgot about Allah. They became materialists. They were only involved in dunya. Allah says we make them forget themselves. So if we forget Allah, Allah will make us forget who we are. We ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, sadly, we shy to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we have forgotten our beloved Nabi. We have forgotten Allah. How to get this reality back? Ibrahim alayhi wasallam made dua of Allah. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will teach people tilawat of Quran. And myself, all of us, we should see how much of tilawat am I doing. Today the day of Juma, half the day is gone. Did I make tilawat of Quran Sharif or not? So tilawat should be part of our lives. And every child, every Muslim home, we should desire that child must be in the maktab, must learn how to make tilawat. Then when you say, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Ibrahim alayhi salam said, after tilawat, then they learn the reality of Quran Kareem. In other words, the Darul Loom. Allah, and then he said, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Their hearts should be purified, which is called tazkiyah. And this is the tazkiyah program that will be taking place this weekend here in Malaysia. This is nothing new. We see this is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this was the important work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without tazkiyah, without purification of the heart, Allah Ta'ala cannot come in the heart. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so beautifully, that Allah Rabbul Izzat says, the skies are too small, I can't fit in the sky. The earth is too small, I can't fit in the earth. If there's a place I can fit in, is the heart of a believer. But when will Allah come in the heart? If a person gives you, tells you, I bought a whole jar of oud itar, very, very expensive. Now, if you got a small bottle, you can fill oud itar in there. So you say, yes, you find the best bottle in your home. You start washing it, you clean it, even the vapor, you dry it so much. Your wife asks you, why are you taking so much trouble to clean this bottle? He says, he tells her, you don't know, I'm going to put very, very expensive oud itar. So if a person to put oud itar, he washes that bottle and cleans it so hard, then the maker of oud, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of all the beautiful fragrances, if we have Allah to come in our heart, shouldn't we be polishing our heart? Shouldn't we be purifying our heart? And we don't realize all the spiritual diseases come in the heart. Like a person doesn't like to get sick. Nobody likes diabetes, high blood, etc. But when you see you're not feeling well, immediately you go to the doctor. More important than our physical diseases is our spiritual diseases. Now recently, medical science has realized that 90% of diseases are psychologically related. And they'll only realize, maybe if they realize, that in fact all diseases are spiritually related. How much of pride you got in your heart, that's how much of diseases you'll have. How much of jealousy, how much of anger, and this is what is called tazkiyah. So Allah accepted the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they became the giants of the time. They became rijal. Allah says, those were men. If we want to think we are men, we have to see, are we living according to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah has said, to become men, kunu masadifin. Be what the true pious servants of Allah. You'll get the love of Allah. They will purify your heart. They will teach you how to make the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Makkah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Sussain, Ghayr Haq jab jayenge, tab haq aa jayenge. When you make zikr of La ilaha illallah, when everything else besides Allah leaves the heart, Allah will come in the heart. So very, very important we see the responsibility and the duty of the Imam of Kaaba Sharif, and then all the Imams of the world, and all of us, we should have fikr that our tilawat becomes right. Then we make our tazkiyah, then we bring our deen in order, and when you got Allah's love, respected elders and friends, life is a different enjoyment. What can be said of real life of akhirat, which starts from the qabr? For just alhamdulillah, there's a program taking place this weekend, Islahi Jalsa. Tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, there will be a bayan in Masjid Hamza. We should try and attend tomorrow, inshallah, Nurul Islam from Asr till Isha. The program will take place, very, very important. And there are ladies' programs also taking place. We should try and see the notice and send our ladies and try and attend and make dua that Allah purifies our heart and we can get special connection with Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.